I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a pattern of abuse in the Salt Lake City Canine Apprehension Program, according to Mayor Mendenhall. 18 dog bite incidents have been referred to the DA for further review. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, another new record number of coronavirus cases in Utah. The state says 10,000 people were tested in the last day. 1,411 of those tests, 1,411 were positive. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, we're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
We have a crash westbound on I-80 approaching Bangor Highway. For now, it's out of traffic in the Gore area, but we're still waiting for more emergency crews. And in Utah County, a vehicle fire southbound I-15, 1400 North Springville on the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny today, 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 80 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. There are 39 days left before Election Day. The race between President Trump and Democratic rival Joe Biden tightening in several states. The president campaigning in Florida today and also Georgia, where he spoke in Atlanta at a Black economic empowerment event for his campaign. He pledged to invest in businesses and job growth.
Open 500,000 new Black-owned businesses. Increase access to capital in Black communities by $500 billion.
Tomorrow, President Trump says he'll announce his nominee to fill the seat vacated by the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Senate Republicans say they plan to take up a vote before election. A new poll shows what Americans think about that timeline.
A majority of Americans, 57% in a new ABC News Washington Post poll, favor delaying action to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court created by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and say that the nomination should be made by the winner of the November presidential election. Just 38% siding with the president and Senate Republicans who want to fill the seat quickly. Broken down by racial and ethnic groups, whites divide nearly evenly on the question, while Black people favor a delay 88% to 8%, as do Hispanics by 68% to 23%. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg blazed a trail during her life, taking up cases on gender, religious, and racial equality. And she shattered more barriers after her death. Today, Justice Ginsburg became the first woman and first Jewish person to receive the honor of lying in state at the U.S. Capitol. ABC's Terry Moran on what's next.
She will be laid to rest next week in Arlington National Cemetery, that ground of heroes, next to her beloved husband, Marty Ginsburg, who died in 2010. The nation paying its final respects publicly today here at the Capitol.
Ginsburg's casket was carried out of the Capitol with the women of Congress lining the steps, their hands crossed over their hearts. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. KSL Sports, weird as this college football season has been, it continues now with the possibility, just the possibility, that we could have winless teams playing in bowl games. The host of Cougar Sports Saturday, Mitch Harper, is joining me live now. Mitch, you're kind of an expert here. Please explain this to me.
Yeah, the NCAA has passed or has required, recommended waiving the bowl requirements necessary to qualify for college football bowl games. So usually, Jeff, you have to have at least a 500 record to qualify for a bowl game. This year, if this gets waived by the NCAA Oversight Committee, teams with zero wins will qualify for bowl games and could potentially be picked to go to bowl games. It's going to be really crazy.
Okay, so does a bowl game mean anything at all if it takes virtually no effort to get there?
No, Jeff, it doesn't. I mean, there's 39 bowl games, and this is going to be glorified money cash grabs from these conferences, from the TV networks. That's what it's basically going to be. It's going to be a glorified exhibition. Now, the college football playoff, you're still going to have what's maybe considered the four best teams, and they're going to still try to get the best out of this unprecedented year. But for all the other bowl games, it's just basically going to be kind of a random shoot of who could potentially end up in these games. And And none of these teams really have to meet any sort of requirement to get there.
And people don't necessarily have to watch if it's two 0-10 teams or 0-8 teams, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, most of the games are on ESPN networks. But, yeah, the fans have the opportunity to just kind of tune it out if they wish. But it's going to be really interesting because now these bowl games, there's no path or requirement necessary to actually qualify for those events.
All right, you have Cougar Sports Saturday on KSL tomorrow. But while I have you here, what's your prediction for this season? Is it going to be full of injuries like the NFL? Is it going to be a big hit because there's nothing else? What's going to happen?
Yeah, I think that, you know, college football, I feel like fans are feeling a little bit disconnected this year, Jeff, just because they're not having the opportunity to go to games. Tomorrow's BYU game is going to be an empty stadium, as we've talked about this week. But I feel like that element has left fans a little bit feeling disconnected from these teams because it means a lot for people to go to the actual venue and feel that normalcy that comes with cheering for your team at a sporting event. So it's a strange year. I do think there'll probably be a heightened number of injuries. We've already seen four season-ending injuries this year for BYU. So with the limited practice times this year and the interruptions to the schedule, I think it's going to be a really difficult schedule to navigate.
Well, hopefully the Rona stays away. You do have a show tomorrow, don't you?
Yeah, noon to 3, and then at 6 o'clock from 6 to 6:15, some pregame leading into BYU versus Troy here on KSL News Radio.
Mitch Harper from Cougar Sports Saturday, thanks so much for coming on the air. 3:21, we have Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And Ricky, the Friday rush, please.
Well, we have a few problems, and one is a crash westbound I-80. This is after the West Belt, but as you're approaching Bangor Highway, you will see it in the Gore area between a ramp and the main flow. Even though they're out of traffic, there are a lot of vehicles there, and so far it's not causing any delay, but definitely something to watch for. Southbound traffic, I-15, you are good to go, leaving downtown Salt Lake City all the way to Provo. But northbound I-15, we've had a vehicle fire. Southbound I-15, we've had a vehicle fire past Provo. This is in the Springville area at 1400 North. And then we have slowdowns going from American Fork to Lehigh Main Street and heavy and slow northbound I-15, Draper to Midvale in Salt Lake County. Steve?
Well, good speeds on northbound 15 if you're heading out from downtown Salt Lake City into Davis County. But already getting busy with it. Delays between the Lake Parkway now up to Sunset. KSL traffic trooper Jared with a heads up of an accident. This is on northbound 1900 west in the Sunset Roy area. That's blocking the lane of traffic. Looks like the other drivers are slowing down to take a look. Otherwise, no problems on the west belt, northbound 215 or Legacy or Highway 89. Find out more about how your kitchen or bath could be the kitchen or bath of your dreams in just 3 days. Just visit 3daykitchen.com. That's 3daykitchen.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s. Here's the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Sunny skies up to 86 for today. Tomorrow, 74 the high, so it cools down and a lot of sunshine. And cooler on Sunday, only 71. And again, mostly sunny skies. Sunshine Monday, 73. We hold it in the 70s on Tuesday at 78 in sunshine. Sunshine on Wednesday, 80 degrees, and 81 Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Football weather, 82 degrees in Salt Lake City, 80 in Ogden. It's 3:23 at KSL.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Hey.
Let's talk about flu shots. We've heard myths like, every time I get a flu shot, I get the flu. And healthy people don't need the flu shot. The truth is, a flu shot significantly reduces the chance of severe influenza. Getting vaccinated each year is important to ensure you have immunity to the strains most likely to cause an outbreak. This year, please protect yourself and others by getting a flu shot. It's easy. Learn more at inutah.org/healthy.
When local news breaks, we'll text you. Sign up with the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. All you have to do is text the word news to 57500. Zero.
I'm Congressman Chris Stewart. Throughout my time in Congress, many things have changed, from national security and privacy to the right to life and religious liberty. These challenges have kept me very busy. I'm one of the few members of the elite China Task Force and created the National Suicide Hotline. I voted to protect newborns by supporting the Born Alive Act and to help funding for Hill Air Force Base, national parks, and the new Salt Lake Airport. I'm Congressman Chris Stewart, fighting the tough fights and delivering for Utah.
I'm Chris Stewart, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Friends for Chris Stewart.
Donate your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send the thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey, where you want it to be.
Well, Roger, yeah. I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL News Radio. Costco had a pretty darn good fiscal fourth quarter. The warehouse chain reported a 27% jump in profits. Investors wanted to see a little more, though. The stock was down more than 1% today. KSL Drive's BMW is settling an SEC investigation about inflating car sales numbers. The German automaker will reportedly pay $18 million. If you've recently bought a cordless saw from Lowe's, listen up. A 250,000 Cobalt saws are being recalled due to a laceration hazard, which means you can cut yourself. No injuries have been reported. Wall Street, it was a good ending to the week. The Dow jumping 358 points to 27,173. The S&P gains 51. Look at the NASDAQ finishing up with a gain of 241 points. KSL News Time 326. New York City's outdoor dining program that started during the pandemic is becoming permanent. ABC's Aaron Katursky with the story.
Eating out is a quintessential part of New York life, and eating outdoors during the pandemic on sidewalks and curbs where tables weren't previously allowed saved thousands of restaurants and tens of thousands of restaurant workers. The mayor said the program would now become permanent and year-round, allowing restaurants to expand outdoor seating and erect tents with heat lamps to keep diners warm. Restricted indoor dining resumes in the city next week.
Yeah, I know New York, and heat lamps aren't going to help when that wind starts blowing in December. KSL News Time 327.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.